Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Norman Greenbaum bringing us back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check that out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out the blog, the articles, the archives, the Brain Trust members. Our knowledge base is there. And our poll question. We like to ask you a different question every week. And we'd like to know what you think. And this week is real easy. It's about politics, and there's only an A and a B. And so all you got to do is pick which one you want. And when you click it, when you click your answer, you will be able to see how the survey is going so far. So check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Richard DeKayser is our guest, our good friend. He's one of the top economists in the country, and he has his own firm now, Woodley Park Research. And Richard, we were just talking about some of the headwinds of the economy. Can we talk about this unemployment thing? Earlier in the week, Bill Dunkelberg, I guess it was last week, Bill Dunkelberg, our mutual friend with the NFIB, was on the show talking about his survey, his NFIB survey, and he said this. He said that this economy needs 300,000 jobs, net jobs a month for 36 months at least to recover the jobs that we've lost. And I said to him, that's fine, and I think this economy can do that. The problem we got right now is that first month is not even in sight. What do you think about that?
Well, the math on the 300,000 for a couple of years would get us there. We've at this point, we're down about 7.5 million from where we peaked out. At that rate, you'd recover that in 2 years of 300,000 job gains, but you're right.
Don't forget, though, you got 100,000 net new jobs coming on besides the ones we lost.
Oh, I see. Not just to recover the job, but to get the unemployment rate
back right. Uh-huh.
Yep. Then it would take longer than that for sure.
But the problem is, I mean, that's not even that scenario is not even on our horizon.
Not right now, it isn't. Not right now, it isn't. I'll tell you, it's important to recognize. First, let me get a little technical on you. It's been very confusing in recent months. We've seen persistent job losses to a large extent, because we've been laying off about 600,000 census workers between the months of June and August.
Mm-hmm.
If you net that out, we've actually been adding jobs. Not enough, though. Somewhere in the vicinity of about 70,000 private sector jobs a month. And that needs to be two or three times that just to keep up with people coming into the labor force. Mm-hmm. So we're really adding jobs, excluding this census distortion. But it's far from close to it. Now, you're absolutely right. What we need to do, it's some very simple math. If the economy is increasing its productivity of labor roughly 1 or 2% a year, that means you've got to grow output at 1 or 2% a year just to keep up with that.
Right.
And that means to drive the unemployment rate down and create jobs, you've got to grow the economy at 3 or 4 percentage points. We've touched on that briefly late last year. We saw a single quarter and then again in the first quarter of this year, but we've been in the doldrums ever since. So we've got to get back to 3 or 4% GDP growth. I think we are going to be there next year. And one reason I think so is because we had a tremendous stroke of bad luck over the summer. A variety of unusual things have hit the economy, causing it to slow down to closer to a 1.5% to 2% job employment output growth rate. And I think those things are going to fade. We've had tax credits that expired, mm-hmm. and we saw a fall off in housing and home sales of appliances, for example, immediately after that. I talked about census workers. We also saw a loss of unemployment insurance benefits. Those have come back. And we've had the European financial crisis, which was a temporary affair. So mm-hmm. I think that given some time, and I think we'll start seeing this in 2 or 3 months' time,
the
economy will be back.
One of the things, Richard, that I want to ask you about, this is our second jobless recovery. I don't remember a jobless recovery in all the other recession recoveries I've been through, but this is the second one we've had in a row in less than 10 years.
Yeah.
And part of it is, and when I think of jobless recovery, I think what we're not looking at cyclical situational unemployment. We're looking at structural unemployment. So my question to you is, are we a nation that's sort of in flux between an old economy and a new economy, and we still have to figure out how to employ people for the 21st century to not have this kind of structural unemployment so much? What do you think?
That's part of the story, but I don't think it's the big story. There are two other parts that are going on. Number one, it has to do with the housing market again. People are in these homes with mortgages that are underwater. They can't move if they want to, or they'd have to write a check to do so.
Yeah.
That's part of the problem. People simply don't want to go from A to B, where the job isn't, to where the job is, because they've got a housing problem.
So you're saying that their housing problems are holding them back?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Interesting. I never had thought about that before.
Yeah, I mean, if you have a house and you're underwater on your mortgage, selling it to move to another location where the jobs might be,
yeah,
literally means you got to write a check. Now, for an unemployed person to write a check, it's bad, you know, tough enough
yeah.
for them just to hold on to the problem.
Well, I thought people were just walking away from those houses.
Well, some of them are.
But you're saying enough people aren't. They don't.
Right.
Very interesting. And of course, that may be an explanation for why some people have jobs going wanting because they can't find the qualified people. That the qualified people are in another city.
Absolutely. Well, let me give you an example. The unemployment rate's 9.7%. We've been there before. 1983, we were actually around 10.5%. But here's what's different. Back in 1983, when the unemployment rate was comparable to what it is today, the average duration that people were out of work was 12 or 13 weeks.
Right.
Recently, through this episode, that duration, the typical time an unemployed person is out of work looking for a job, was double that. It was 25 weeks. So it's come down recently to about 20, but that speaks to this house lock problem.
Interesting concept. Richard, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll come back. I'm going to get Richard to peer into his crystal ball and tell us where he thinks we're going over the next 6 to 12 months. 10 till, Richard DeCaser is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.